Councillors, it is now 5:30, so I'll declare our meeting open. I'd like to welcome everyone, particularly the members of our public gallery. And I will commence by acknowledging the Gumbangia people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I pay respect to elders, past and present, and extend that respect to any Aboriginal people present. And can I also remind everyone that this meeting is being webcast, so those present should refrain from making defamatory comments. And if you have a mobile phone with you, could I ask that you switch it to silent, please? Better make sure I don't stand up. Thank you. And we'll go straight to apologies.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This evening we do have an apology from Councillor Susan Genvey and Mr. Rob Hunt, who is the Assistant General Manager of Corporate Services. And for the record, at the beginning of the meeting, Councillor Martin Ballengarry and Councillor Trevor Ballengarry are not in attendance.
Thank you. Prayer. And I see we have Auxiliary Lieutenant Matthew Pethybridge from the Salvation Army, who is here on behalf of the Nambucca Valley Ministers Association to lead us in prayer. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Council. Let's pray. Mighty God, I'm just so grateful tonight that we live in a land of such opportunity, such a blessed land. I'm thankful for the blessings that we have to live in community with each other, with families and friends and neighbourhoods. And I'm also aware of the responsibility that comes with that and the challenges. And so tonight, to open the meeting, I would just ask that you would bring wisdom, that you would bring your presence to this council meeting, and that you would guide all discussion, and that you would bring your blessing to our land. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Disclosures of interest.
There are none this evening, Madam Mayor.
Hey, thank you. Councillors, confirmation of the minutes from the ordinary meeting of the 14th of July.
One minute.
Moved Councillor Wilson, seconded Councillor Angel. Are there any corrections to the minutes? None. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. We'll go straight to page 18, item 5.1, the notice of motion from Councillor Wilson. Are you formally moving that, Councillor Wilson?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. And we'll now go straight to our public forum and delegations. And the first item, councillors, is on page 33. At item 9.2, which is the Mid-North Coast Joint Organisation. And we have a number of guests here this evening from other councils. So for those councillors who haven't met, we have the Mayor of Port Macquarie Hastings Council, Mayor Peter Pinson. We have the Mayor of Bellingen Council, and we have you're going to meet them in a minute, and the Mayor of Kempsey Council, and we also have the General Manager of Bellingen Council, Liz Jeremy, sitting there behind them, and we have Kerry Grace from RDA, the CEO of RDA. So I'm going to invite Mayor Pinson to come forward and address Council, but I understand that you'll have a couple of other helpers.
Thank you so much, Madam Mayor. Are we on?
Sounds to me like you are.
Fantastic. Am I given a start time or just begin?
Just begin.
Excellent. Well, I'll do that. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, councillors, Mr. General Manager. It's a great pleasure to drive up our highway that connects us all, connects us to Kempsey, connects us to Bellingen, connects us to you, Nambucca Shire Council. The reason for me to be here tonight as the Mayor of Port Macquarie Hastings is that I am also the Chair of the Mid-North Coast Joint Organisation, and my colleagues behind me is Mayor Steve Allen of Bellingen and Leo Horville of Kempsey, and we've been collaboratively working for a number of years as three councils in the JO. We're one of the smallest JOs, and we have done some mighty work over the last few years. We have We have done projects such as the Koala Project, the Sim Table Project, in response to the bushfire emergency that all our regions experienced. Our $100 million worth of bridge funding for timber bridges in our regions. The Carbon Project, the Circular Economy Project, and the Community Land Trust Project. We've also put an application in for $850,000 in relation to Resilience New South Wales to put together a resilience blueprint. After everything we've been through, councillors and Madam Mayor, we must attest to the fact that we have been through so much, and although our regions are separated, we are united together through the people that we serve. Part of the joint organisation is that collaboration. Part of that joint organisation is being stronger together. And we come to you because we think it's a very important ask of you tonight, which is to consider, as Nambucca Shire Council, to join us, to collaborate, to network, to innovate, and to build ties to the region through the joint organisation. The investment that as a council you will make with your public funds is of great benefit to your communities. I can say that because for the last 4 years I have served in the JO as one of the mayors. This is my first year as the chair, and I would be very, very honoured if Nambucca Shire Council were to make a consideration and through their resolution to actually join with us. And also Coffs Harbour, we will be speaking with them as well. Again, I say that the projects that we do build communities, they build efficiency in local government, and they also build on friendships that we can all share as we move forward in our leadership. I'd like to invite also Mr. Leo Horville just to say a few words in relation to his experience with the JO, and then I'll move on to Steve Allen and then I'll wrap up. Thank you, Mayor and Councillors.
Thank you, Mayor Penson, and I acknowledge everyone here today, councillors, Mayor Hobben, and also the general public here to listen to us try and persuade you in our own little way to join the JO. I've only been mayor since December last year, and I've been to two joint organisation meetings. I'm really impressed with the amount of work that has been done by the general managers of the three shires to present these innovative projects. I just quickly would like to touch on one, the SIM table that we have purchased, and we also are prepared to lend it to you even if you don't join the JO, but that SIM table is a very computer-centric planner that gives you a table of sand, but when you project with the clever computer graphics on, you can project any part of your shire to any detail and show you what things might happen in case of a disaster. So, for example, Kempsey had the bushfires in 2019, November the 8th. The fire jumped out of Willy Willy National Park and jumped 7 kilometres, and then it jumped another 7 kilometres from Maparabar into Willawarren and hit it. If we had that SIM table before that, we could have seen what was going to happen and predicted days out with the wind coming and that bushfire burning in the Willy Willy National Park, we could have predicted what was going to happen. The same with what happened in Lismore, 2 metres above the record flood level. That SIM table, you add 2 metres to the record flood level for Nambucca, you'll see where the water goes on this SIM table, and you can simulate exactly what it will look like in real time or accelerated time using the clever computer programs. So there's lots of things the JO is doing, and preparing for disasters is something we should be doing. At the annual conference of the Australian Local Government Association, we were told that only 3% of funding is going to mitigation or prevention of these disasters coming at us. 97% is cleaning up afterwards and making repairs. We need to be more resilient and prepare better. The SIM table and the other activities of the joint organisation is preparing for the future, and that's something I would suggest is something every council should be part of. So thank you for listening, and I'll hand over to Mayor Steve Allen from Ballinger.
Councillors, as you're aware, there's a requirement for a five-minute presentation. So can I have a motion for an extension?
We extend the period.
Moved Councillor Jones, seconded Councillor Vance. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, councillors, for extending our time. And it's great to be here. So I just want to reinforce what Mayor Pinson and Mayor Horval have already said to you. And firstly, to say that we are respectful of the need and the right of individual councils to make decisions, based on the best outcomes and interests of their own communities. However, we do see, for those issues that concern all of us, that there is a benefit for us to act together. And so that's why I think the JO is really important and really useful. And Mayor Pinson has outlined some of the strategic areas that the JO has worked in and is working in. And I'd like to say that the JO really is a voice for the region. And I think that's the biggest benefit of it. It allows for regional leadership and regional strategic planning. And I don't see that as competing with the planning, the strategic planning and leadership that we do as a council in Ballingen. I see it as augmenting what we do. So it's a hand-in-hand type arrangement that is really, I see it as a benefit for my council from that point of view. Importantly, it allows for effective collaboration across the tiers of government and government agencies because, like Leo, I have only been involved in the JO this year, but already I have seen that it's very easy to get those important government agencies, and the state government in particular, to come to the table of the JO. And they have stated objectives that they want to deal with JOs in that manner. And I have seen it work. And I'm not telling you anything to say that we are faced with enormous challenges around funding, and in particular from the state government. And the JO is a very effective way for us to work together from a regional standpoint to address a lot of those challenges. So I think areas that the JO has identified as very important and are a great benefit regionally are housing supply, obviously disaster recovery, as both the mayors have already touched on, climate change, and importantly, waste, transport, and fixing country bridges. So thank you very much for allowing us to talk to you today to make this presentation. And I'll hand back to Mayor Pinson now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Steve. In closing, Madam Mayor and councillors, you've heard some of the work we've been doing. I'm very proud to be part of this JO. Again, we are stronger together. We ask your consideration in joining with us and walking forward into the future where we can together strengthen the region, strengthen our own areas through doing that. And I thank you for your consideration tonight. I hope this demonstrates three mayors from three shires coming to your council meeting tonight to represent the Mid-North Coast JO. I hope that shows you how valuable and important your agreement or possible agreement to come into the JO means to us. So have a great evening, have an excellent council meeting, and I thank you all. Happy to take any questions if there are any.
Thank you, councillors. If there are any questions for our three speakers, does anyone have anything they want to ask? No? Thank you.
We've done our job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Mayor. Okay, councillors, you have a recommendation there at 9.2. Moved Councillor Angel, seconded Councillor Vance. Is there any discussion? Councillor Jones?
Mayor, so the recommendations, we note the presentation, and I presume we can consider it as time goes on. I must say my personal perspective of this is based very much on what I saw in Victoria. I was involved in local government there, Madam Mayor, and it was post the amalgamation brought in by Jeff Kennett, and my involvement was with the Bendigo Council, and there were five councils totally amalgamated and two which had geographic areas taken from them to be included. The difficulties I have with this is twofold. A, what I saw there was a centralisation, if you like, of decision making and networking. It was very easy, yes, to sort of communicate with state government and that, but what the smaller autonomous councils used to do was have that relationship anyway. So they had those direct relationships. And the debate always annoyed me a bit when they say, oh, you can communicate better with your state or your federal counterparts if you amalgamate. I just don't like the tone of it. Now, I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but historically, I saw this very much in that context of the New South Wales amalgamations that were in the wind about 6, 7, 8 years ago. What we saw there was that the communities rejected that, and strange enough, 6 years ago, I ran on a slogan saying no to JOs, because all of the things that you highlight should be happening. Mm. Coordination should be happening. We have many, many avenues of these sort of things. There are too many of these organisations, and I think we have plenty of opportunities, and I think just another layer. I'm sorry, I'm being brutal, but that's my thought around this. I just think that, my parting comment would be that I've always been worried that JOs were the thin edge of the amalgamation threat in the future, and I think they'd be catastrophic for shires, rural shires. You look up some of our places, Thumb Creek, it's a long, long way from Coffs Harbour. It's a long way from Port Macquarie. So that's my reasons. I'm being upfront. But thank you for coming. And the relationship continues. And we do have very strong relationships. And I think that's important.
Yeah. Thank you. Is there any other discussion? If not, could I ask the mover and seconder whether they would be happy to add an additional dot point, and that is that we thank Mayor Pinson, Mayor Hallville, Mayor Allen for their attendance and their presentation. Mover and seconder happy to include that? And I do expect that it might be something we would look at again in more detail pending their discussions with Coffs Harbour City Council. If I could, for those new councillors, only recently elected, when this was considered by Nambucca Valley Council in the past, originally the review panel that the government engaged recommended two joint organisations, one with Port Macquarie as the regional centre and one with Coffs Harbour as the regional centre. But that initially included for Port Macquarie and wider region, it included from memory Gloucester and Great Lakes councils. But as a result of amalgamations and previous, they went south, which left only Kempsey and Port Macquarie in a southern JO. And the northern JO recommended by the review panel was Bellingen, Nambucca and Clarence, with Coffs Harbour as the regional centre. So one of the issues that this council had in the past, and I don't know whether it's still an issue for councillors, was that they viewed Coffs Harbour as our regional centre and community of interest, and that if they were to belong to a JO, they would want Coffs Harbour included, because that's generally where our airport, the Southern Cross University, that a lot of our young people go to and so forth. So that's just a little bit of background. So perhaps you might want to consider re-looking at this pending Coffs Harbour's response to the... Because the other option is a large JO that does include Coffs Harbour, Nambucca and all the way through. I don't know whether Coffs would... And there's been significant change in the makeup of Coffs Harbour City Council, so there may be a different view and a different position there. But motion's on the floor, so if there's no other discussion, I'm going to put it. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. And thank you, and thank you to Liz and Kerry for also travelling and attending. Okay. Councillors, we have another delegation. We have Ms. Dee Hunter. Is Dee here? Yes, there she is. Ms. Hunter would like to address Council in relation to item 12.1, which is at page 68 on your business paper. So if you'd like to go to that, and this is in relation to the report on the conditions of Alexander Drive. Thank you, Ms. Hunter.
Thank you. Good evening, Madam Mayor and councillors and officials. Thank you for allowing me, giving me the opportunity to speak this evening. It's much appreciated. I'd just like to speak to the agreement that I understand has been reached with the developer of a property development down the road from Alexandra, or on off Alexandra Drive, who has agreed to contribute $500,000 to the upgrade, and with the Valley Council being responsible for the remaining amount. I understand the upgrade is estimated to cost $900,000, and the proposal is said to provide for full reconstruction and widening of Alexandra Drive to cater for the increased traffic and higher density, and to also includes a higher density of road pavement. The upgrade of the road we can only welcome. It's been quite difficult getting to and from home recently, particularly when there's been floods and potholes. I know we all know about potholes, but they've been extremely bad along this road. But to me, there are still some issues that remain unresolved, even if the road is upgraded as described. And in the context, we used to be a very quiet residential street. It was a no-through road, so there was only local traffic, neighbours. And you kind of knew most people and you gave them a wave and it was quite familiar and we all knew each other. It's now become a major thoroughfare, really, because it now connects the plaza, the waste management facility, the industrial estate. It's a quick link, if you like, to the new Pacific Highway. And we find that there's traffic going, I'd say every 30 seconds, if not more. The road is quite narrow, and so it's quite difficult to pass. But unfortunately, many of the drivers use this road as a back way, and they don't really pay much note to the 50-kilometre speed limit. In my own experience, I've witnessed vehicles nearly coming off the road at the bend down from Old Coast Road. There's a steep incline and then there's a bend, and I've seen them fishtailing as I've been coming up the other way. I've had the 50-kilometre sign outside my house knocked over by a vehicle that's been going so fast he's lost the road. I've been tailgated because, believe it or not, I like to travel at 50 kilometres, particularly in a potholed road. And, of course, that's the law, which we like to adhere to. And it's distressing to have someone on your tail when you're trying to turn into your driveway, which is, ours is quite steep too, and you're having someone right there on top of you and trying to overtake. Indeed, I have been overtaken on the road by P-platers who thought it was a real joke, you know, I'm going to overtake because you're going too slow. I did report that to the police. I don't know the outcome, but I haven't just, you know, complained. I have tried to take action, but as we all know, the police services are understaffed, and they have a lot of important work to do in the valley as well as traffic policing. So some residents have had to actually reconstruct their driveways so that they can have better egress, because the road was only going in one direction and now it's a two-way street. The traffic, some residents have had, have altered their driveway, and now the traffic starts at 5 a.m. and it continues all day. You do get vehicles in the night, but not as much as obviously when people are going to and from work, the plaza, shopping, school, whatever. I would argue that the upgrade of the road will only increase these safety issues unless appropriate speed pacifiers are included in the proposal. The new development of 350 residential homes will only increase the number of vehicles significantly, and as both access roads, I understand, on the new site front onto Alexandra Drive, all the vehicles will come that way, either up or down our road. Now, I understand that's the case, but I haven't seen the plans. Will we have white lines in the centre of the road to mark where the lanes are? Will there be traffic lights at the junction? Because if we're having 350 new houses, then we're going to have at least an average of two cars per house, if not more, depending on families and the kind of development that happens. I think that we should have a footpath created so that residents can still exercise and walk their dogs safely, because we all used to do that, and now you feel a bit worried, particularly me when I'm walking my Jack Russell, who isn't very traffic conscious. It's just sort of lowering our enjoyment of our neighbourhood, and I feel that you can't stop progress, but that at least we can rectify some matters, some issues that are of concern to the neighbours and myself. And then I understand from the last, in May the 12th, Graham Brooks suggested a link road to the old Pacific Highway. Now, that section of the old Pacific Highway is totally underutilised now, because they all come the back way. You know? They can go fast. It's out of everyone's sight, you know. It's not in plain sight anymore. I personally like going along the old highway. It's an easy road, but there's many people that need to save a couple of minutes, and they just use our road, which we feel is taken precedence over safety, quite frankly. This, if we could link to the old Pacific Highway, even just for the heavy vehicles that will be engaged with the site, the construction site, you know, the concrete, the cranes, it would at least alleviate some of the heavy vehicle traffic, reduce the noise and the traffic on the road. I respectfully request Council to accommodate and to address these safety issues raised when constructing the new proposed new works. I apologise for not being here on May the 12th, but I have listened to the audio. I'm afraid I was one of the victims of COVID, so I was unable to come. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ms Hunter. And before you leave the podium, do any councillors have any questions for Ms Hunter? No? Thank you. Councillors, you have a recommendation there.
Happy to move that, Madam Mayor.
Moved, Councillor Jones.
Second.
Seconded, Councillor Wilson. It's now open for discussion. Before we proceed, I'd like to ask through the General Manager some questions of Mr Walsh, because although I understand the issues that have been raised, my understanding is that there is a development consent that has conditions, so being able to start asking the developer to do things after the event is an issue. So I wanted to ask whether there was any condition relating to, and I had a feeling there might be, traffic calming devices, and in terms of the idea of a road onto the old, onto Ginnegay Way, am I correct in my understanding that there are significant cultural heritage sites, as well as that being a highly sensitive wetland area to be trying to push a road through?
Through the General Manager, Madam Mayor, in the development consent there are traffic control mitigation measures required heading south through to Marshall Way. The consent requires the upgrade of Alexandra Drive as part of the DA. The agreement that's been reached is that the applicants will pay that 50-50 agreement and council will do the works. The design, final design hasn't been completed yet, but that will include a widening of the road and line marking, which will allow shoulder shoulders, wider shoulders for pedestrian and cyclists. In the design, we can look at incorporating, whether it be narrower chicanes, but generally that's something we have to work out in the final design. But generally speaking, it'll be line marking and wider shoulders for pedestrian access be the main considerations given.
Okay.
In terms of the road through to the old highway, that was considered by the developer. It's a number of issues. Yes, there's wetland, mapped wetland. It's a classified road, which will require approval from the RMS. And as well as that, the increased asset responsibility of council to take on a new road, which will include those the bridge or mixture of bridge or culverts through that area. So the developer mixed that idea up. He did investigate it and decided to go with the upgrade of Alexandra Drive.
Okay, thank you, councillors. Would the mover and seconder consider adding an additional point that council make representations to local detective chief inspector of police regarding the speeding and traffic issues that were raised? Mover and seconder happy to include that? Because obviously council has no powers or control. Unfortunately, there are people that, you know, the law is it's a 50k zone, but you can make it 20k zone, and those who feel that they're entitled to ignore 50k's are most likely going to ignore anything and everything. We have found in the past, even though they are perhaps under-resourced, that when the police are alerted to an issue of speeding in particular locations around the Shire, they do. They have in the past gone out and targeted that area. Just a word of warning though, the last time I attended a community meeting and this happened, guess who the first three people, the highway patrol who were hiding along a particular road got? It was local residents, so, and they don't give any warning, but if this is carried, we will contact the police and ask that they do some targeted patrols in that area to try to... It usually slows people down and the behaviour improves for at least a while. So is there any other discussion on this item? Councillor Angel.
Through the General Manager, Mr Walsh. Have we addressed the speed in other 50k zones, any other roads? Have we mitigated the speed in any way, speed humps, anywhere else around the council that could help this road? I mean, I know the road pretty well. Is it actually the kindergarten at the end of Alexandra Drive and it joins Marshall Way. So probably the most important thing is the little kids, which aren't sort of road savvy at that age. Is there any other roads that we've addressed this before where we have speed humps or anywhere else around the valley, you know, that we can do a similar thing?
Through the General Manager, Councillor Angel. We have in the past, issues with speed humps have been an example, Valley Beach Road. Residents weren't happy with it and one night they went missing. So it's about getting the right mix in the right location. Yeah. Alexandra Drive, we could look at a speed hump closer towards the, as you come down from the intersection of Old Coast Road, it's further away from residents. Yeah. Benefit being it's rural residential, so houses are further separated from the road, so that noise issue might not be as bad. But what we could look at is narrowing of roads with chicane type treatments. There's an existing example on Alexandra Drive with the paves, section with the pavers where you've got the landscaping on the medium strip. So just narrowing it gives that slowing effect. So those sort of treatments have the less impact. But it's definitely something we'll look at as part of the design for sure.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? I'll put it. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Okay, thank you. Okay, councillors, we'll go back to page 19, item 9.1, because there's no questions for closed meeting, and no questions with notice.
Happy to move that, Madam Mayor.
No. Thank you. Sorry, I've just got some people leaving. Sorry, my iPad has turned itself off. Anyone bowing at the door? Apologies, councillors, my iPad's turned itself off. But anyway, we had a mover. It was Councillor Vance, was it? Sorry, Councillor Jones seconded Councillor Vance.
Yep.
And is there any discussion? Sorry, I've got it back on now, so I'll go back to page 19. This is the outstanding actions and reports. None. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 37, item 10.1.
Mayor?
Moved Councillor Wilson. Seconded Councillor Angel. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 46, item 10.2. Moved Councillor Vance. Seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Councillor Buchanan.
A question through the General Manager to Mr. Walsh. The land highlighted in red, have we done any, I guess, forward planning to look at that block of land for the recommended use, but so for the camping and things of the sort?
Through the General Manager, Councillor Buchanan, no, there hasn't been on that site. If we were to proceed, we would need to go through the development application phase and assess it as part of that process, but no, it hasn't been looked at.
Okay. I'm only asking because I've always seen the neighbouring farmers using that section of land. So yeah, we'd obviously have to consult or, you know, talk to them about proposing to change the use of the land there. Yeah, I'm happy for it to go ahead. I'm, you know, all for it because it's been mentioned in here. We do need a few more visitors and a little bit more money coming into our area. So, good to see things like this happening.
Thanks. Councillor Vance.
Just in regards to the area that they're using at the moment, it just doesn't seem big enough. It needs to expand. Once you've got, I travel out to Barrable quite a lot, and once you've got two or three vans in there, there's not really enough room for anything else. And it says in the report to make the area a lot larger during the summer, but I think it needs to be larger now.
Can I ask
through the General Manager?
Ask whether the General Manager can, whether any staff can sort of indicate how difficult that would be and what would be involved?
I think we'd have to take that one on notice, Madam.
Yeah, I thought it might be something.
I know Mr. Lowe's really managing that closely, so.
And I think as Councillor Buchanan pointed out, there's probably a few issues that would need to be considered and people who would need to be consulted, but yeah, well, the staff will take that on notice and either get back to all councillors via email or potentially a further report. That's okay.
Madam Mayor, just Councillor
Angel.
For the councillors that haven't been sort of privy to the intensity out there, it's actually been really busy, that place. On the mainstay on the main street there, and it's been a success. You know, it's probably been highlighted thing is that it is actually taking away the opportunity very shortly of the locals to be down in a busy area for the locals. So I think this is it's certainly well received amongst the campers, and locally I can see that everyone's reasonably happy. And you see them in the mornings, you see them in the nights, spending around the valley, around Barrow. It's definitely been a good little bit of success as far as it goes. And yeah, the endorsement from the council with pace with this before spring and summer holidays to make it move, I think it'd be a great little boon for Barrowville.
Thank you. If I could make the comment, at this point I'm supportive of it, but I think that we need to be careful of maintaining a balance for all of the reasons that were raised, because it does. We have a similar situation with Worrell Creek Crossing, that the campground there, it's been a favourite and popular amongst locals, but it also grew and grew in popularity because it was quite inexpensive. Great for businesses, and it'll be good for Barrowville businesses to have campers and visitors, but we need to keep an eye on maintaining that balance between local use, and I know a lot of local Barrowville people use that area as well, particularly because they don't have, it's not like Maxville where you've, including some of our councillors apparently, but you know, Maxville has a swimming pool, Scott's Head, Valor Beach, Nambucca Heads have the ocean, Barrowville doesn't, so I think we need to remember that local people in the Barrowville community need access to a swimming hole and a swimming spot as well, and not be sort of held out by an overabundance of campers and camper vans. So I just caution on maintaining that balance. Any other discussion? Councillor Buchanan.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of add to that by finishing, you know, and kind of adding to what I said, that's part of the reason why I did ask about the area highlighted in red on the other side of the river, because that's where I usually make my way through when I'm in Barrowville, to go to the river and everything like that. And the other side of the river is probably preferable for the locals, because it does mean that there is less traffic where, because obviously the footpath finishes just near there, and so obviously there's pedestrian traffic, and the increase of vehicles, you know, can make it a little bit dangerous there. So that's why I decided to bring up the other side.
Well, I'm quite sure Mr. Lowe would be happy to hear from any councillor who has some suggestions, particularly if they're very familiar with A, the location, and B, the regular use. So that would be appropriate, would it?
Yes, certainly.
General Manager,
include me in the emails.
Councillor Buchanan, speak directly to you or email you? Thank you. Okay, if there's no other discussion, I'll put it. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 49, item 10.3.
Moved
Councillor Wilson, seconded Councillor Angel. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 51, item 10.4. Moved Councillor Angel, seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 53, item 10.5. Moved Councillor Angel, seconded Councillor Wilson. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Page 55, item 10.6. Moved Councillor Wilson, seconded Councillor Angel. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 56, item 11.1.
Move that, Madam Mayor.
Moved Councillor Jones. Seconded Councillor Angel. Is there any discussion? I'm going to put it, but this one's a planning matter, so those in favour, please stand. Thank you. There being none against, I'll declare it carried. Page 64, item 11.2. Moved Councillor Wilson. Seconded Councillor Angel. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 66, item 11.3. Moved Councillor Angel. Seconded Councillor Vance. Any discussion? Those in favour? Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was a bit quick there. Councillor Buchanan.
I was about to ask the question, I guess through the General Manager, or to the General Manager. A, B and C, where it's meant, where the committee is mentioned, to clarify for my understanding, that is the Clean Energy Committee, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. No other discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 71, item 12.2. Moved Councillor Wilson. Seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. And there are no late reports, so councillors can have a motion to go to closed meeting. Moved Councillor Vance. Seconded Councillor Angel. There are no public or verbal representations. Did you want to speak to the motion to go to closed?
No, I'm just looking.
Just keen
here.
To vote.
No, I'm just looking here. I've got a 12.2.
Didn't we deal with 12.2?
Yes,
that was the one. 12.1 we did at the start.
Yeah, that was the...
12.1 was Alexander's drive.
Sorry, did I give...
Stuart's Highland Crown Reserve.
Yeah, that's what I thought we had just dealt with. Did I read the wrong item number?
No, yes, no. You read 12.1.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion. I'm looking at 12.2.
It's the right page number. I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't... I thought I had it right, but... I'm not infallible, but my concern is, do you want to revisit the plan of management? We have clearly dealt with Alexander Drive. Happy to... Given the confusion, we'll go back to the recommendation for 12.2, which was the plan of management. Everyone got it? Okay. Would the mover and seconder like to remove and second as it was initially? Yes. Thank.
Yeah, you've got to. Sorry. Yes.
Did you want to speak to it?
Yes.
Sorry, Councillor Buchanan. I need to identify you.
Thank you. I think that with the fact that there is obviously all of this, you know, legal side with the land claim and whatnot, I think we should have at least some sort of better understanding. So I'm still speaking for the proposal, but we as council should have a better understanding of what may happen if that goes through for us and for this plan. If that goes through before the end of this plan, would we have to revisit this plan and create greater access or a way to communicate better with the native title holders and things of the sort, even though we don't have that in there and there are discussions already, I think that's something we may need to look at.
If I've understood you properly, what you're looking at, you're talking about the current claim, if that were to be resolved within the period of this, while this... My understanding is, and I'll ask for staff advice, that land that we have care, control and management over on behalf of the Crown has to have a plan of management, but if something changes in terms of the title to that land, mm-hmm. we would then be... if it was transferred, it wouldn't be legal, but if something changed, we would be required to do another plan of management based on that change?
Yes, that's my understanding, Madam
Mayor. Yeah. So does that cover your concern, Councillor Buchanan? I mean, if you want to...
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I'm just wondering whether just to... So Councillor Wilson moved it and you seconded it. Councillor Wilson and Councillor Buchanan, would you consider putting a third dot point that should any change to...
Maybe we could receive a report about the what would happen in the case of a change.
Well, what I was going to suggest was, rather than ask staff to write more reports, is that we have a third dot point that should any change to ownership or rights occur, that council consider altering or renewing plan of management. Something that is a resolution of council, that if that happens, then we have... the council consider reviewing the plan of management, because it may be that if ownership's granted, there's no plan of management. Is that...
Reviewing, yeah.
If it's some sort of a shared arrangement, then this resolution, if it's carried, would mean the council must review it. Would that sort of cover the concerns?
It's my understanding that the area that we currently manage or maintain on the northern end would still be something we would maintain.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's just the rest, which obviously is the larger portion. we would have to...
Is there a problem with that?
Just the word reviewing or renewing.
That should any change to ownership or rights occur, that the council not consider, that the council review the plan of management.
Mm.
That's probably more certain.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because Councillor Buchanan has just indicated the claim is on the golf course part of the island, so it's quite likely we'll still need a plan of management, but it may only apply to the other end of the island. Okay. So I think this would... because this says if there's a change of ownership or rights, so no matter where that occurs on the island, that would, if this is carried, trigger that review. It actually makes it a resolution, so it's got to happen. And mover and seconder are happy with that. Is there any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Okay, now we did have a motion to go into closed. And I gather that the same mover and seconder were happy to. So is there any discussion on the motion to go into closed meeting? None? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Okay, the recording is back on. Councillors, we're back in open meeting, and I'll ask the General Manager to read the resolutions made in closed.
Sorry. Thank you, Madam Chair. In terms of item 13.1, sale of redundant sewage pump station land, Council resolve that, point one, subject to approval by the Minister for Planning to reclassify the land to operational, Council seek expressions of interest from the adjoining neighbours to purchase lot 1, DP57850-54A, Riverside Drive, Nambucca Heads, in brackets, including the registration of an easement over the land in favour of council, close back brackets. Number two, the Mayor and the General Manager be delegated authority to sign and affix the council seal to the relevant contract and easement documents. Moving on to item 13.2, matters regarding realised or potential losses, that the information concerning incidents where there is a realised or potential loss of funds and or reputation be received.
Thank Thank you. And there being no further business, I'll thank everyone for their attendance and their courtesy, and I'll declare the meeting closed.
Councillor, sorry.